Megan Dahlman is the sought-after trainer for women who want to feel their physical best for years to come. With 17 years of professional training experience and a degree in exercise science, and as a certified strength and conditioning specialist, she has an uncanny ability to take complicated aspects of your body and make them simple, doable, and sustainable. Megan's mission is to help women of all ages feel strong, pain-free, and confident in all aspects of their body. With the new year here, we talk about New Year's resolutions and how we have this myth of having to go all in, how to overcome the mindset and the perfectionist of it's all or nothing. She gives us simple daily action to take so we can have an impact in years to come. So let's dive in. Megan is such a delight and you're going to love her. So let's see how she can help you, not just today, but in all the days of this year and all the years to come. Hey mamas, do you ever get tired of trying to be the perfect mom or wonder how you're gonna make it through the day? I know I do. I'm Kendall Yanez, a mom of two, a recovering perfectionist, and a people pleaser. Sorta. I'm still a work in progress. Being a mom is the most rewarding but hardest job you can have. Behind every kid is a mom who believes she is failing. If you're looking for a fun and safe, judgment-free community of mom to talk about all the good and bad that comes with this crazy, most beautiful thing called motherhood, you're in the right place. I have built a community that will be perfect just for you. I am no expert, but on this podcast, we will get real and honest. I interview moms in different walks of life. They all have different stories to share and advice to give. Whether you need advice, you're looking for clarity, or you just need a good laugh with some girlfriends, that's what we're here for. So let's walk through motherhood together. Welcome to my podcast, Mama, You're Doing Great. Before we start laughing, crying, and feeling all the emotions as mamas like to feel, please take a second to hit that subscribe button to this podcast so you can come back and hear more mom friends share their stories. Also, if you haven't already, make sure you follow me on Instagram at Kendall Yanez. Don't forget to check out mamayouredoinggreat.com to shop and to see how you can get inside the community and connect with other mamas just like you. Let's get started. Before we start, I want to remind you, we are 1 month away from the Great Mama Mindset Conference. I am so excited. If you are local or you are far, it doesn't matter, Mama. I want you there. You need to be there. You will not want to miss it. The tickets are online. I'll leave this link in the show notes. If you want to have personal growth, shift your minds from insecurities to confidence, from self-doubt to knowing the truth that you are worthy and you are an amazing mom and all the mind shifts that come with this, you have to be there. We're going to have local mom, all women owned businesses there, and you can shop, you can sip, you can connect with moms, and then we will have speakers, a panelist of moms that share their stories, their hard times through motherhood, but then how they saw the light and how they shifted to knowing that they are worthy and amazing. And so I do not want you to miss this. Get your ticket now. We are 1 month away. Hey, Megan, I'm so excited that you're here on the Mommy You're Doing Great podcast. I found your name from a friend and she was like, this girl is amazing in fitness and nutrition and just simplifying it for mothers. And so I just really, really excited to have you on.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Kendall. And we were talking a little bit before we hit record that you got to just have those people in your corner that are just really good connectors. They know like, hey, you need to talk to this person. You need to talk to this person. And that's how really great relationships are made. So I love that person. I'm loving you. So I'm super excited about our conversation today.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do and your family and all the things.
Yeah. So me and my family, we live up in really beautiful North Idaho, which is kind of, whenever I say that, people are like, oh, that exists. It's like never been. Yeah. I encourage anybody, if you ever get a chance to visit North Idaho, please do. It's absolutely gorgeous. And we live on some beautiful acreage and my husband and I have two boys. I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old. So we've entered the middle school realm. But what I do, I am a strength and conditioning specialist and a certified nutrition coach. And for nearly the last two decades, starting in kind of the mid-2000s, I started started coaching women on how to create fitness routines and get into a good fitness routine and how to manage their nutrition in a very doable way. And so through personal training, through digital courses now and digital ships, through podcasts, my mission is really to help women take something that tends to be so overwhelming, so complicated, something that we feel like we should be better at because we've tried over and over and over again to be like, get this workout routine going, get this nutrition plan going. And we stumble and fall so many times and it's not your fault. And so my mission with everything I do is to really simplify the whole process, to remove the overwhelm out of it so that you can feel like I'm actually getting healthier and my body does feel really good without going to the extreme. So that is what I spend my life doing, is helping women. Yeah.
I love that. And like you said, I mean, we just feel like we fail time and time again, but we don't. It's like, it's just this life cycle and it's hard, right? So I really want to dive into right now, you know, the new year just hit and right now everyone's ready to, you know, get into that routine of getting healthy, getting fit and all things. But like our audience is mothers. So they're listening and they're like, okay, but I'm also got the kids here. I'm grabbing a chicken nugget on the way to drop off here. And I'm doing this. And it's like, I'm tired at night. Time or I don't want to wake up early and work out. Like, how can we simplify this myth? Like you say, like we have to go all in and we have to, it has to be like X, Y, and Z perfect.
Yeah. You know, there's multiple layers to this, but I think a lot of it is understanding where our motivation is at the moment and how that has a massive impact on what we choose to do. The reality is, especially at the beginning of the year, we are highly motivated. Like we come out of the holidays being like, well, that was a mess. My body feels like a mess now. I feel like I have to loosen my pants and, you know, I just feel old and achy and out of shape. And we have, and because of that, because we swung so far in one direction for a whole month, we're like, I got to go way in the opposite direction to pull myself together. And we have this really high level of motivation of, I really, really want to feel so much better. And we get this at very key points of the year, these like bursts of motivation. We get it in the new year. So right around now, we get it almost every Monday of the week. We get it at the beginning of a new month. And we usually get it at the beginning of a new season, because when we get to the end of a season, like you get to the end of winter and you have season fatigue, you're like, I'm just ready for winter to be over. And so you embark in spring with this high level of motivation. The problem with that is motivation is fine, but it is just an emotion. And it is one of those kinds of emotions that responds and reacts based on your season of life, based on your environment, based on your circumstances, kind of like happiness or sadness. And so we can't let our motivation level at any given moment dictate what our choices are, dictate what our actions are. And the biggest mistake that women make right now in this season of life, they're highly motivated. They set a goal that requires high levels of motivation to accomplish. So right now, this might feel doable because your motivation level is really high. But when you wake up that one day and you're like, I don't want to do this. There's nothing in me that desires to do this. I don't want to be here anymore. Like my kids are sick. It's raining. Like all the things are against you. Like I'm going to immediately throw in the towel. But what we have to do instead, and I know this feels like so for all of us perfectionists, this feels so frustrating. You have to set a goal and embark on a fitness routine that matches your lowest levels of motivation. So imagine yourself right now, you're in January, you're pumped. What do you feel like emotionally when your motivation is in the gutter? And what could you commit to still showing up and doing when you feel like that? So let's not put those 45-minute long HIIT workouts on your routine anymore. Let's not put that perfect eating plan on your routine anymore. Let's ratchet everything back so that you still are able to show up regardless of what your motivation is at any given point throughout the year.
That is so good. I love that. Okay, let's dive into that a little bit more. So how do we do that? Like some simple daily actions to take each step to stay into that routine.
Yeah, you know, I like to look at things as like two sides of the coin when it comes to our health. There's really four big buckets, but sometimes it's easy to think of just the two main buckets being fitness and nutrition. The other two buckets for your health is definitely the stress piece and your sleep piece. Like if all four of those things are just out of alignment, something's going to feel off with your body. But we can talk stress and sleep another time maybe, but the fitness and nutrition piece, this is kind of top of mind this time of year. So on the fitness front, look at what you currently do. What does your current routine look like? Don't look back at what you did in the past. I think most of us women have this like half marathon in our past that we trained for and ran for and felt like we were in really good shape at that moment in life. Tell me, Kendall, did you do a half marathon at one point or more?
No, no, I don't like to run, but I know a lot of people that do. Yes. And I wish I did.
Yeah. And it's usually like pre-baby. And so we yes. have this like thing that we're latching onto of that was me at my fittest. And so in right. order for me to feel healthy and strong again, I need to go back and do that again. So we sign up for a half marathon again. And we don't realize like, wait a second, I have toddlers hanging off my legs. I can't leave the house for two straight hours for my training runs. Mm-hmm. I can't, this just doesn't work for this season of life. And so don't look at what other people are doing. Don't look at back at what you've done in the past. Look at your life right now and say, what can I do now with fitness? What is something I'm already doing? Am I already going for a walk every day with my kids or with my dog? You know, maybe they just like force you to get outside each day somehow. Great. That's something that's physically active. Can you do that in a little bit more of a routine way? So instead of doing it haphazardly, just say, okay, I'll put a little bit more purpose and intention around this activity I'm already doing, something that's already familiar. This isn't like reinventing the wheel here. Okay, so I'm going to go for my 15-minute walk, same time every day. I'm going to do it with more intentionality and purpose. And we start to take that thing. It's really easy to do, requires minimal effort and motivation. And we do it with a little bit more routine wrapped around it. You can do the same thing on the nutrition side. What am I already doing well? I probably am already drinking water okay throughout the day. Great. Let me do that with a little bit more intention rather than just always randomly having my giant Stanley mug next to me sipping on it. Let me take sips of my water while I'm eating my meals and intentionally hydrate at the same time I'm eating my meals. Like just do something with a little bit more intentionality. And that's usually for women an excellent place to start rather than like jumping into the deep end. Just look at what you're already doing well and take that thing and do it with more purpose and intention. That's the best starting line that you can do with fitness and nutrition.
And then once you master that, you add on a little bit
yes.
more, right?
Okay. Yes. Yes. That is where we start to add on a little bit more at a time. I don't want you to go from someone like, okay, I'm getting the ball rolling. I'm showing up and doing a 15-minute walk every day. Let's not jump from there to, okay, I signed up for that 3-day-a-week boot camp class with my neighbor mm-hmm. at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Because that sounds really motivating in the moment. Like, great, I'll have accountability. But like, whoa, that's a big leap from where I'm at right now currently doing to go to that. I'm going to be white knuckling my way through that by week two. Like there's no way. So mm-hmm. take that 15-minute thing you're already doing each day and say, how about instead of doing that, maybe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I take that same time slot and I do a few good core exercises during that time. Or I add on to my 15-minute workout. When I get back from my 15-minute walk, I mean, I'm going to do like 3 body weight only movements, maybe mm-hmm. those same core exercises or 3 stretches for my posture, like things that you immediately feel the benefit, like right away. Most of us could really benefit from doing some posture correcting stretches each day.
Yes.
In our sitting and phone holding world. So adding those things in each day, but we're not like swinging this pendulum in a really giant direction one way. So same with the nutrition front. It's like, okay, have you mastered water? Let's get in the routine of just having your, what you put in your mouth top of mind. We did it with something really easy with water, something that wasn't actually a food, something that you might already be doing well. well, now let's go one step further and just say, okay, now at each of your meals, can we be a little bit more intentional with protein? Let's not think about taking things out. This is what we do. We're like, I got to stop eating the junk. I got to cut back on the sugar. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's actually like step 10.
Oh, wow.
We got to do step two. And step two is, what can we add in? We add things in. And at the very last minute, then we take something out that's not necessarily healthy. And it's so much easier at that point because you've been adding so many things in, it's naturally gotten shoved out on its own. So like, yeah, by the time you get there, it's like, hey, let's stop eating so much sugar. You're like, wait a second, I actually kind of stopped doing that 2 weeks ago without realizing it. So it's all very strategic how you can go about adding in some one little nutrition habit at a time. But water is a great one to start with. Protein is another great one. The next one is produce. And to keep it really easy for the busy perfectionist minded mom, just think at each meal, eat your pros. So if you just think, okay, it's breakfast, pros, where's my protein? Where's my produce? This is not macro counting, by the way. This is just what is on your plate. Just get protein on your plate, get produce on your plate. If you can just do that, you're winning. You're doing a great job. I love that framework for kids too. It's easy for them to remember, like, hey buddy, where you pick some produce. That's awesome. You've got a banana. Let's see if we can get some protein with that too. So it's a really easy framework for everybody to think about, but you can see how these little things are like the next step. Like, you can master step one. Let's now keep step one in place. Let's not delete that, but let's just now add in step two and now do those things. So it's kind of this like habit stacking method.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. I love that. I love that little tip. And I love that you said, and I would never heard this before, we were like, don't take out first, because that's what we do, right? We're like, okay, no more candy. And then I'm like, oh, I want my candy, you know, and then you engorge.
Yes.
So, oh my gosh, I love it. Thank you for sharing that.
Mama, let's just talk for a second. Some days we feel like we are rocking in motherhood, and other days we feel like we just can't catch a break from one fail after another. But just imagine, you can be patient, present, and enjoying motherhood again. You could feel the joy in knowing today is a new day, and whatever mistake I made yesterday, those were lessons, and I will be able to put them in practice today. You will feel appreciated, heard, and not so alone, and feeling like you were the bad mom. I know these feelings feel impossible to feel some days, but mama, you can get there. You can stay there more often than not. There are so many other mamas out there going through the same thing you are, or have been through what you're going through and can relate to your situation. That is why I created a mama community for mamas that need and want more support, more encouragement, more in-depth conversations, more clarity, and more confidence as a mama. Inside, you'll be at relatable, real, and safe conversations with other mamas, a place to bring your worries and your questions, to talk about all the good, bad, and beautiful things that motherhood brings. Moms, you need a safe, fun, and judgment-free zone to be yourself and to be reminded how great you are daily. What do you say, mama? You ready to gain more confidence as a mom and not feel so alone in motherhood? Head on over to mamayouredoinggreat.com/community, and you'll get connected with other mamas just like you.
Okay. So let's talk more about the mindset. Okay. Because coming from a perfectionist right here on the other side of the mic, I call myself a recovering perfectionist because I constantly am working on it. Right.
Yeah.
That's something I preach to my mom. It's like, it's okay. Like, just let it go. Right. And it's easier said than done when you're truly like a high achiever, just really hard on yourself. Your expectations are too high. And so we're sitting in January and we're like, okay, I want to lose weight and I want to look good and I want to feel good. But a lot of it is in the mind.
Yeah.
And we look at other people and we swing, like you said, we're this pendulum swing of back and forth and back and forth. What are some perfectionist mindset stuff that we can work on, or, you know, have success through the year, not just at the beginning of those seasons?
You know, I think for those of us women who are perfectionists, so much of it is that we know we're capable of so much. And maybe another season of life, we proved to, you know, going back to that half marathon in our past, it's like, I was capable of doing that at one point in my life. Like, I know what my capabilities are. And that's where that like perfectionist drive gets in there. It's not that we're trying to like literally do things perfectly. It's just that we know we're capable of doing things really, really, really well. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we strive for. But I heard these wise words one time from a woman, and they stick with me ever since. And whenever I've mentioned them to other people, it's like this light bulb moment goes off. It's the truth that your capabilities do not always equal your capacity at any given moment in time. There will always be a gap between those two. Just because you think you're capable of doing something does not mean you have the capacity to do that thing right now, right?
Like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, yes, I'm capable of checking all these boxes, of creating this really long to-do list. I know I'm capable of cleaning that bathroom in 30 minutes flat. I know I'm capable of training for and running a half marathon. I know I'm capable of being consistent with those boot camp classes with my neighbor. I've done it before. I've seen that proof, but I also believe in myself so much, but that does not mean that you have the capacity to do that right now, right? Like in this season of life. Mm-hmm. And so the thing that fills the gap between those two is grace. You have to give yourself grace for what you feel. We say that gap means that I'm a failure. That's not true at all. It just means that you have to give yourself grace for that difference between those two and just say, that's okay. What can I do today? I know what I'm fully capable of at some other season in life, and maybe that season will come around again and that'll be cool. But right now, today, what can I do? And reminding yourself, like, you know, always something is infinitely better than all or nothing. Like just so doing something today, going for a 5-minute walk is infinitely better than doing nothing at all. And so much of that mindset shift is realizing that 5-minute walk today could be the thing that gets the ball rolling to turn it into a 6-minute walk tomorrow, to turn it into a 10-minute walk next week, to get that inspiration to maybe I'll do a downward dog stretch when I get back from that walk. And wow, that felt good. And it's this ball rolling thing, but realizing like doing something is where it has to start. And that's what you are capable of. That's what you have the capacity to do today.
I love that. I love it. Never even thought about that either. Thank you so much. I love it. Okay. So let's talk about you've talked about some common mistakes that women make and mm-hmm. we don't even realize that we're making them, right? Or we don't even realize that they are a mistake. So let's talk about those.
Yeah. You know, there's like three big ones I think usually happens, especially this time of year when women are making these health and fitness goals for themselves. And the first one I touched on, like setting a goal that is simply too hard, like setting a goal for yourself when you're highly motivated. You know, you're coming right off the holidays. You feel like you're at your unhealthiest, you're most off track. And so you're going to be super motivated to do big grand things, but we need to switch that and say, let's set a goal that matches that lowest level of motivation. And to just think like, okay, this is going to be the thing that I know I can still show up and do when I wake up and say, I don't feel like it today. What's the point? I'm not in the mood. So the goals and plans that you create today need to match that level of motivation. So the second mistake that we tend to make a lot, and I touched on this briefly too, is setting the same goals as other people or the same goals that you have always set. Mm-hmm. You know, this is that mistake of like same. Like we need to think outside the box here. Like you look around at your friends, you see what everybody else is doing. So you plan on doing that. Or you look back at what you've done in the past, you plan to just do that again. And that doesn't match you right now. Like where is your body at right now? Do you have injuries or chronic pain that you need to deal with right now? Do you have pelvic floor issues or core structural dysfunction that you need to focus on right now? It would be unwise and probably careless to sign up for those Orange Theory classes or that intense boot camp class if you've got some functional issues that need attention right now. So what are the logistical constraints that you also have too? Like, where are you at in this season of life? So let's not set a goal that you the same, like, hey, I'm going to lose 30 pounds in the next 3 months. Like what? Like, can you even do that? Like logistically, do you realize like what that entails? Like you might, sure, we could maybe put you in a bubble, but I don't think that's going to happen. So we don't want to make that mistake. And the final mistake that we really make is trying to set and reach goals all on our own. This kind of comes back.
That's good.
To the perfectionist thing where it's like, I can do it all by myself. You know, we've all had toddlers where we see them like trying to put their shoes on. We're like, let me just do it because they're on the wrong feet. And they get like stubborn. They're like, no, I do it by myself. And like, just let me help you. this will go faster. You will not have so much heartache and frustration in the process. And we are not toddlers, and it is okay to ask for help. We don't have to learn through our mistakes like this anymore.
So good.
At this phase of life, it says nothing about you as a person if you reach out and ask for help, if you hire a coach, if you work with a trainer, if you go to the doctor's appointment and finally get the referral that you've been needing to do, and like stop DIYing it. I'm sure so many listeners watch HGTV. Did you ever watch that show, Help, I Wrecked My House?
Yes. Yes. I love all that stuff. The channels. And
oh my gosh. Well, that show in particular, it's so funny. It's people who have no experience. They are not an expert, and they like try to do their own like house, like home DIY. And in the end, like they finally have to reach out to the professional and be like, okay, you're right. I need your help. And so the professional comes in and does a much better job, guides them along the path in a much smoother, concise way. And they end up getting the goal that they were wanting all along in 6 weeks versus like the 3 years that they were at it. So
yeah,
this is a big mistake that we make when we're trying to reach our goals, is the whole DIY thing.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that. Mamas, imagine you are in a room full of other moms. Y'all are smiling, laughing, and complimenting each other. You are dressed to impress in your own version of style. Y'all all have kids back home, but deep inside you are tired, overwhelmed by life, and secretly feeling alone in your situation. Y'all all are here to escape all of that for the day. You are shopping vendors, pampering yourself, socializing with other moms, taking cute pictures, and having fun. But what you don't realize yet is you are going to walk away feeling seen and validated in who you are as a mom and knowing how amazing you are. After hearing speakers tell their stories you can relate to, you will walk away with tangible advice and actions to take towards feeling more confident in motherhood. At the Great Mama Mindset Conference, we are busting the lies we tell ourselves as mamas and women. It's everything Mama's Night Out is, but more. It's deeper. We're diving into your mindset shifts and the lies that we tell ourselves. We all walk around with these lies in our heads. They have it all together. I'm a hot mess express mama. My kids are the only one. I'm a bad mom. I'm not good enough. The list goes on. When the lies start, we swat at them like flies, but they won't go away. Sometimes we tell ourselves these lies for so long, we don't even realize they're lies anymore. These thoughts end up draining us and making us feel like we're failing and we're not good enough. Not anymore, mama. We are going to break the chains and the lies that are holding you down. We are taking your insecurities, negative thoughts, self-doubt, and guilt, and we're getting rid of them. How are we going to do that? Your mindset. The conference is going to be a mindset shift you need to walk into motherhood with a glow and a confidence you have never felt before. You will have the tools you need to keep a positive mindset, to believe you have whatever it takes to overcome the hard times in motherhood, and you will have built relationships inside the community so you don't have to walk through motherhood alone. If you are ready to feel seen, heard, validated, feel confident in motherhood, change your mindset from failure to succeeding, you want genuine friendships with like-minded mamas who are in the same stage of life and who will understand you, you're looking for a group who will encourage and support you, shopping small businesses and pampering yourself, this conference is for you. MYDG is not just a brand. It is a phrase, a slogan, and a daily reminder. Mama, you are doing great. I want you to remember that. If you want to know more, head on over to mamayouredoinggreat.com/conference or text the word conference to 855-486-5757 and you'll get more information. I hope to see you there February 3rd, 2024.
So that leads into like, so do you coach, or what do you, like you say you help women. So how do you help, and how could people reach out to you for help?
Yes. So I have a full journey laid out for women that they're like, okay, I hear what you're saying. I need to get a good routine in place, a good physical fitness routine in place, something that works on my core strength, something that works on my muscular fitness, my stamina, my balance, my coordination, like all the things I've been like pulling pieces off of Pinterest. I've been doing these old things out of a magazine. I've been like trying to make up my own routine on my own. And I'm hurting myself or I'm not making progress. And same on the nutrition front. Like, we automatically go to step 10. Like you need someone to coach you and be like, stop trying to cut out sugar on day one. Like we got to start with the adding in first. We got to do it this method. And on day five, we're going to add this one in. And then on day 10, we're going to do this, like everything really intentionally. And so I have a full series of courses that people can do online anywhere. And I coach women in the UK and New Zealand, like all over the world through these amazing programs, starting with my Jumpstart 30 program. So if someone at the beginning of the year, they're like, yes, I need help just getting the ball rolling, and I don't want to do it in an extreme way, my Jumpstart 30 program is a perfect way for them to jumpstart their healthy habits. I'm with them every single day. And it leads them through this whole series where after that, we start to really master those habits a little bit more in my Jumpstart 60 course. And then we start to add in some weightlifting in my Get Strong 30 course. And then we start to do this and then that. But it's all really intentional the way we go down that path, making sure that we don't rush it. So the idea is this time next year, you know, if you put yourself, gosh, that's going to be 2025, which is really weird to think about. Uh-huh. You know, imagine where you really, really want to be in January of 2025. You don't want to be at the starting line again, mm-hmm. right? Like that's discouraging. That's okay. That's okay. But what if what you did today, what you chose to commit to right now means that this time next year, you are well past level 10 and feeling really, really good in your body. So what choice do you need to make today to ensure that we get there? And I can help you get there. So Jumpstart 30 is exactly where women should start working with me if they would like to.
Okay, awesome. I'll link that in the show notes so they can go straight to find you. One thing I ask all my mamas that I interview, since it's the Mama You're Doing Great podcast, I really like to ask you, what is a great mama moment that you have had lately or that you can remember? You know, motherhood is hard and we all feel like we're failing at some point, rather it's early on when we have babies or you start over in a new journey. And like you said, you're going into the middle school, the teenagers, but then at the end of the day, you're like, you know what? I'm rocking it and I'm doing a great job. So like, I would like for you to share a moment. And this is kind of a reflection for you to be able to remember like, okay, I got this.
Yeah, I love this question. I think we don't reflect on this enough. So I appreciate that you asked this. And momming is very challenging and it's different through every season. And, you know, toddler season was really hard. Now we're in the middle school season. And I will say like, this is significantly easier. I know there might be a lot of women that just need to hear that.
I love it.
My 10-year-old, my 13-year-old, they are such cool kids. And I really love this age. And I'm actually really excited to see them get older and get into more into middle school and high school. And so I've had some moments recently, especially with my 13-year-old, because we drive to school, like we're 30 minutes away from their school. It's a long drive. It's a haul. And that's a lot of work to get them to the school that we want them to go to. And it's a challenge. And so it's a lot of car time. You know, we're in the car for over 2, sometimes 3 hours a day, just driving back and forth to school. Mm-hmm. But that's also a lot of conversation time. Mm-hmm. And there's something with like a 13-year-old at this phase of life, like we talk about everything and everything is fair game. And I grew up in a house that there were a lot of taboo topics that you didn't go there. Mm-hmm. And like, I like talking about the challenging, tough topics and having these like deep conversations with my 13-year-old where it's like, oh my gosh, that was really cool that we were able to talk about something that like, he's probably going to hear it somewhere else anyway, mm-hmm. but you can have this like moment of investment into him and you can see like, wow, he's turning into a really cool kid. And it's all of these like moments spent like just investing in conversation and just like talking through things. And it's car time is cool because with kids, and I heard this from another mom one time, she was like, car time's great. because there's a set ending. Like, right? the kid knows that you're going to eventually reach the destination and everybody's going to get out of the car and the conversation's going to be over. Uh-huh. Like, there's something about that feels safe to them. Plus, like, it's a really like captive environment, like captive audience. You're not looking at a screen. You're just looking out the windows. And mm-hmm. it's just a really special moment to take advantage of good conversation with your kids, no matter how old they are. So I know that was kind of a long answer, but that really popped into my mind is all these car conversations that I'm having.
No, that's great. I love that answer. It, you know, I think it really will help a lot of moms realize, because sometimes in the dark you're running and you're an Uber and you're like, ah, like sometimes you don't see this is our time to minister our kids and just yeah. to be there and just listen and answer whatever questions or conversations they need. So no, I love that answer. Thank you for sharing. Yeah. I'm so glad you came on, and I know you're going to help so many moms, and I can't wait. I know so many moms are going to reach out to you.
I am pumped. I am here to help any mom that needs help getting the ball rolling, getting their body in a place that they're really thrilled with how they feel. So I'm here to help. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. And we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Kendall.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you can resonate with what you heard. If you want to get more connected with other mamas like you and feel encouraged and not so alone, head on over to mamayouredoinggreat.com/community. Also, make sure to share this episode with a friend that can use some words of encouragement. It would mean so much to me if you would take a second and leave a rating or a review. There will be days you think you are failing, but until next time, remember, mama, you're doing great.